Good Monday morning. So glad to have you here. We got myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chapman in Houston holding things down. Lenny Bree, our technical producer, along with you at 833-563-2539. So producer Pork Chop, listen, I love to poke and prod into everybody's life. It's fun to get all the juicy details.
No, not you, Joe.
And when I get to know Mackenzie a little bit better, I'm going to be asking her all kinds of details about her dating life, if anything's going on there, because she is single as well. But let's stick to the topic at hand, which is you, Mr. Chops. I hear that you went on a first date like a week ago with someone, and then you also went on another first date with somebody else this past Friday. Am I correct so far?
Yes.
Can I preface this? Mm-hmm. He showed me a picture of one gentleman that I was terrified of, that looked like a murderer. Both Liv and I were like, do not go out with him. He gives us the creeps.
Then he went on to say, no, that's Joe.
No, I did. Yeah, I did
that's
not.
A photo of Joe.
I did not go on a date with the guy that you told me not to.
Thank goodness. It's all about vibes. Then he showed me a picture of this one. And I was lit up like a Christmas tree. He was sharp. He was cute. He had cute dogs. Nice smile. I said, go.
Beautiful.
So I'm chomping
eyes
at the bit to hear how it went.
A nice mouth. What else?
Hey. So Liv actually saw me messaging him. And Liv was like, oh, wait a minute. I know that guy. He is so nice.
And wait, did Liv date this guy?
No, definitely not. He's gay. I'm bi.
Okay, I didn't know.
Yeah, no, I just used to work with him.
Yeah, and she was like, he is so nice. And I was like, oh,
double
tell
whammy.
Me more.
Good looking and nice.
Yeah, so, I will say this too. I know it's like weird to go on two different dates in 1 week, but I did text the first guy.
That's
like
not
respectfully.
Weird.
I mean, okay.
You're way too kind. It's
not
weird.
That's not weird. The weird part is that I work on the radio, and now here I am talking about it. That's the weird part.
You're outing yourself.
So
yes.
Respectfully, I texted him. I was like, hey, I had a great time, yada, yada. But just so you know, I'm going on another date, and I'll probably talk about it on the air. So anyways.
Disclaimer.
So we had a date Friday night at 10. We had a late dinner because he got out of work late, and it was really good. I found out we have a very similar coming out story. So that was something that, you know, we could relate to.
When you first laid eyes on him, what'd you think?
Oh, my God. Oh, it's kind of embarrassing. Okay. So we
Daddy both, likey.
We both parked, and we hugged, and we walked in, and we were sitting down, and I just started talking, and he was just, like, smiling the whole time, and I had to stop. Like, I literally couldn't talk anymore.
I have butterflies.
And I was like, I'm sorry, like, you're just so cute.
Oh my gosh.
I love this.
And he's got like these bright blue eyes, and he was just as nice as Liv said. Oh. So dinner went really well. And then I have a friend that flew in over this weekend from New York, and he was like, yeah, let's go out Friday night. And I was like, well, I'm going on a date. I was like, how about this? If the date goes well, then maybe we'll invite him out. And then I found out during dinner, he said the same thing to his friends. So in the middle of dinner, he's like, so just so you know, I've got some friends. We're all going out tonight. And I told him if it went well, like, you could come. I was like, I said the same thing with my friend. So we went out. We had a fantastic time just drinking all night. And then took an Uber to his place.
So did you stay the night?
And?
Yes.
You little tramp.
What do you mean, tramp?
Did you sleep on the couch or in the same bed?
Joan is poking and prying.
It's like awkward moment.
These are questions, listen, poor chat, that people, they want to know.
Well, the date went great, obviously. Yeah, are you going to see him again?
Oh, of course. I'm definitely going to see him again. But guys, oh my gosh, I embarrassed myself so much.
What happened?
Okay. So when I say this, I don't want you to think there's a difference between like Liv white girl wasted and Pork Chop white girl wasted.
It's White Claw wasted. This guy drinks White Claws and is out of commission.
I love
hear
White
what
Claw.
You're gonna say, but I'm gonna have a moment to defend myself.
I threw up.
No.
Oh
yeah.
My
At
god.
At his place. Throw up.
At his
so
place.
Ha.
Yeah, but like, here's the thing. I wasn't white girl wasted. Like, it was extremely respectful. Like, we were already like sleeping, and I woke up and I was like, hey.
So please
hey.
Tell me you made it to the restroom.
I was like, I think I have to throw up. And so like, we went. He showed me to the bathroom real quick, and I did. And yo, this guy. This is how you know he would be a winner. He helped me clean it up.
Oh, that's actually so nice. Okay, yeah. But that was after you guys, like, you know, had your romance or whatever happened.
Leave it to your imagination.
Yes. Wow, what a night. What a first date.
No kidding.
Yeah. Wow.
And then
So you're never scared that if you hook up with someone on the first date that you won't see them again?
Or
they'll think less of you?
I don't think I like hooking up on the first date because, I don't know, like, it seems like such a one-night stand thing to do. But, I mean, we did have a great dinner and everything was really good. And then, you know, drinks
sometimes
were involved.
The night just, you know, takes on its own.
Do you think that's different, though, in, like, kind of the gay culture?
Oh.
Like, you know, because it's so standard that, like, for a hetero couple or a hetero date, if, you know, the girl sleeps with the guy on the first date, like, oh, no, that's taboo. He's not going to call you back. That's going to ruin things. He's going to think you're, you know, he's going to think you're a slut, all of this stuff. Do you think that's different in the gay culture?
Maybe. A little bit. It might be a little different.
Interesting.
I mean, that's only my, you know, I've only had one boyfriend. Many girlfriends.
Can I ask a question? And there's no judging for ignorance, but I just truly have wondered how this works in like the gay or bisexual community.
Uh-huh.
Like to me, traditionally, when I take my wife Lindsay out, I'm a guy, she's a girl, I will pay for the meal. Like when there's two like gay guys or gay girls, who pays for the meal?
You know, that's a great question because every time I always pay for the meal, but this time he actually offered, well, the waitress came and she said, separate or together? I was like, together. So she brought the check and he put his card out first and then I put my card out. So the waitress like took it and did like a hand roulette thing and she ended up picking mine. But
aww.
I've actually...
He paid for it. Okay, so do you always pay then or no?
I always pay. Yeah, I've never had anyone pay on a date for me.
That shocks me.
Wait, never in your dating life have you had somebody else pay for you that you were like in a relationship with?
Never.
Or dating?
Never.
Why?
Ever?
I don't know. Maybe because... I like younger guys that are younger than me.
So what, the older guy or the older girl would pay then? Is that how it works?
I guess. I've been on this earth longer, so theoretically I should have more money.
Do you always ask them out? So maybe the one that asked
yeah,
pays?
He kind of asked me out first.
Hmm.
Then he should be paying for you, right? 833, now I'm confused. I'm sorry.
We need help.
833-563-2539. In a, I guess, a gay relationship, like, who pays for stuff? I don't think, Porkchop, you should be paying for every first date like that.
Or in any relationship about paying, who should pay?
Oh, gosh, we know who gets stuck paying. It's always the dudes. 833-563-2539. You got Mackenzie's question about who should pay in the first date. I want to know, too, like, guys and girls, when you're dating each other, who's actually paying for it? Porkchop, you need a break.